Penguin Audio presents A Discovery of Witches by Deborah Harkness. Read by Jennifer Iketa. Chapter 1. The leather-bound volume was nothing remarkable. To an ordinary historian, it would have looked no different from hundreds of other manuscripts in Oxford's Bodleian Library. Ancient and worn, but I knew there was something odd about it from the moment I collected it. Duke Humphrey's reading room was deserted on this late September afternoon, and requests for library materials were filled quickly now that the summer crush of visiting scholars was over and the madness of the fall term had not yet begun. Even so, I was surprised when Sean stopped me at the call desk. "Dr. Bishop, your manuscripts are up," he whispered, voice tinged with a touch of mischief. The front of his argyle sweater was streaked with the rusty traces of old leather bindings, and he brushed at it self-consciously. A lock of sandy hair tumbled over his forehead when he did. "Thanks," I said, flashing him a grateful smile. I was flagrantly disregarding the rules limiting the number of books a scholar could call in a single day. "Sean," who'd shared many a drink with me in the pink stuccoed pub across the street in our graduate student days, had been filling my requests without complaint for more than a week. "And stop calling me Dr. Bishop. I always think you're talking to someone else." He grinned back and slid the manuscripts, all containing fine examples of alchemical illustrations from the Bodleian's collections, over his battered oak desk, each one tucked into a protective gray car.